Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
I believe we can head into the Collingwood rooms, and thanks to Geelong Marine World, catch up with a young man we love speaking to because he's from down the Geelong way, and we love having him on K-Rock, and he was pretty good tonight too. Taylor Adams, Taylor Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Ian Cohen, Lee Brown and Heath Buck. What's the feeling like in the Collingwood rooms after playing in a draw after 12 weeks of no football?
Yeah, it was certainly bizarre. I don't think anyone would have imagined that the game would have finished that way. 80-odd days without playing a game, and we go out against the reigning premiers and we both kick 36 points. So, strange feeling. Obviously, we started the game really well and were able to get back into it. So, disappointing on that note. But, it's great to have footy back. That's probably the only positive out of the night, I would have thought. Definitely, certainly a weird feeling with no crowd there and, you know, no points. No team more to the points.
Yeah. Does it feel like you lost an opportunity tonight? I know you got two points, but you missed a chance to bank four.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think we let them back in the game. You know, they're a really good side, and we knew that they'd come after quarter time. We started really, really well, and no doubt we sort of went away from what was working and sort of allowed them to start their run and gun game, and they sort of got their mojo back off the back of that. And once they get their tails up, they're really hard to stop. So I wouldn't say we let one go, but we certainly went away from what was working in the first quarter.
Taylor, there's been much discussion on social media post the game about the shortness of the quarters and the inability to get rhythm. You know, you find yourself playing, you know, the quarters and you have 22, 23 minutes long rather than your 28 to 30s. Did you have that feeling out there, or as somebody who hasn't played a lot of footy in the last 12 weeks, were happy for the shorter quarters?
Yeah, in my opinion, initially walking off, was the game was too short. And that's obviously pretty blunt, but I just felt like didn't give a team an opportunity to really grind it out and, you know, create that edge where you've almost got a team on the ropes through fatigue. And, you know, they were able to do that in the third quarter. And if the quarter went a little bit longer, I reckon we would have been in a little bit of trouble. And vice versa in the first quarter, I feel like we had all the momentum, but we were only able to kick three or four goals because the quarter was so short. So I'll look forward to having the full length game back. It just felt like it went really quickly tonight.
Taylor, Lee Brown, well done on your game tonight. You mentioned the first quarter. You started particularly well and kicked the first goal, but there's a couple of youngsters as well that, you know, we started to see some real glimpses from. Tyler Brown, his brother Callum was pretty good as well, and also young Dacos.
Yeah, they've been awesome, the Brown brothers, over the last probably 18 months. They've really come out of their skin, and we're starting to see what they're capable of as footballers. And it's great to have both of them playing, and Josh Dacos, he's playing as good a footy as I've seen him play at the footy club. I think the big thing for him is he's just really playing his role. He understands what his role is out on that wing, and he's executing really well, and his strength shined through after doing that. He's a beautiful user of the footy. Obviously, he's probably not as good as his old man, but he's got that natural ability with the ball in hand. So, the more that he can keep doing that, the better off we're going to be.
And the other one that came in for his first game for the club tonight was Darcy Cameron, and he showed a bit up forward, just presenting. He looked good when he actually hit up at the footy, and he looked like he's got a nice set of hands and can add a bit to the front end of the ground. But also with those younger guys, add a bit of depth and put a bit of pressure on for selection, I'd imagine, as you move forward into the season.
Yeah, he's been a really positive pickup for us. I think you guys would have seen glimpses of what he can do tonight. He's, as you said, really good set of hands, but throughout the pre-season, he's really put the pressure on Broads, big Broads in the ruck, just to, you know, and Broads does it anyway, but to keep improving his game. He's been a really competitive trainer all summer, and he thoroughly deserved his game tonight. He, you know, probably pretty stiff to miss out in round one, and the opportunity comes tonight, and he performed pretty well.
Speaking with Collingwood star Taylor Adams down in the Collingwood rooms here on Carrick Football is Ian Cohen.
Taylor, well done on your game tonight. Have you had to make an adjustment to having no crowd? It is exceptionally unusual. You kick an opening goal, 90 seconds into the match, and there's no reaction. You know, apart from the 17 other guys on the field, of which you're not really allowed to high five or hug with. How have you set yourself for that? Because there's no energy to feed off. It has to be manufactured.
Yeah, I think the reality is we've had 8 to 10 weeks to prepare for that, and we do bring our own energy most nights and perform. You know, we really feed off of each other. But the reason why our game is so great is because of our fans. There's certainly no replacing them at games. So although once you're out there, you sort of don't think about it. It just really isn't the same. Like running out to no noise is different. Kicking that goal, it was just eerie. But I think once you're in the zone and you're sort of running around and playing the game, it's not till something really big happens that you're like, oh, here comes the crowd, and it just doesn't come. So, I can't wait to have crowds back. We're moving in the right direction by all reports. So, as I said, our game just isn't the same without our supporters.
Go, take us back through what you did to keep yourself busy, occupied, keep your mind nimble, keep your body right. How did you occupy 80 days of no football and inability to train with your teammates? You couldn't get together, then, you know, it slowly came back together. What did you do to keep yourself right?
Yeah, there was quite a lot of training that we had to get done. Obviously, we come off a full pre-season, a few games, and then round one, and then all of a sudden the season comes to a halt. So the responsibility was on the players to make sure that we were training, you know, to a level that meant we could come back day one of, you know, the restart of training and hit the ground running, you know, perform full training at an intensity that was going to be beneficial for us. So that was a huge part. The other thing was just really trying to check in with guys, with coaches, with support staff, that, you know, we're also dealing with being stood down, not being able to go to work. And I think that's the big thing that most people missed, was that real human connection. I love being at the football club. I love seeing my teammates, my coaches, and, you know, people in the admin, and it's just an awesome place to be. So I felt a little bit lost throughout that 10 or 12 weeks or 8 weeks off, whatever we had, I can't remember now. Yeah, I think the club did a really good job ensuring that everyone felt love, including coaches, admin, support staff, players. We all came together and supported each other through a really difficult time. But it was, it was really, really great to be back at the footy club about 3 weeks ago.
One last one from me, Taylor, before we let you go. Some of your teammates put the peroxide rinse through their hair, and you talk about ISO. One, were you tempted to follow suit of Crisp and also DeGoey? And two, did you do anything a little bit strange or different to you'd normally do through the ISO period once you were locked up behind closed doors?
No, I didn't think about the hair. I'll let those boys run with that. I'll probably clean the house more than I usually do. So my partner was happy, and the house has never looked better. But I was pretty stoked. I kept myself relatively busy with some uni and some other things that occupied my time. But I was really glad to be back at the footy club day one.
Which teammate do you reckon struggled the most being locked away in ISO and not having that contact and maybe getting a fair bit of cabin fever?
Yeah, that's probably not a hard question to answer. Braden Maynard sprung to my mind straight away. He's a guy that just brings energy to our footy club all the time. And I reckon that spending a lot of time with his own thoughts might have been difficult for him. So he certainly would have been one of the boys that was glad to be back at the footy club. And, you know, he loves that banter. So he's one that would have struggled for sure.
Tay, have you been back to Geelong at all, back to see the family? Or obviously everything's been very restricted, and I'm guessing it's extended to that point.
Yeah, it is. I was able to get down to see mum and dad once before we got put into basically isolation when all the restrictions were lifted for the public. So that was good. And you know, they miss the footy just as much as anyone. So I'm sure they'll be sitting at home tonight. They might even watch the replay, and hopefully it ends differently. But yeah, it's been difficult not being able to see them, see the family and my friends. But yeah, as I said before, I'm just really glad to be back playing footy.
I can't even go and watch replay at St. Joey's.
No, that's a shame. GFL's been called off. He was my training partner over the isolation break. He's actually moved in with me up in Melbourne. So just finished his law degree, and he's chipping away at that now. So I had a training partner, which was nice, but unfortunately he won't be able to show the boys how hard he's been working because there's no games. So it's disappointing.
Well, you're up, which is good. There might be something locally at some stage that the Red, Gold and Black can play, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that. But, mate, great to talk with you. Well done tonight on your performance. Commiserations on not being able to get the 4 points, but we really appreciate you having a chat with us and look forward to seeing you throughout the year.
Thanks, guys.
Taylor Adams joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Great to talk with Taylor Adams. We unfortunately won't be able to get down into the Richmond rooms.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.